Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of NAFQ's annual conference named Engage 2023. And speaking of engaged, we are engaging with Dee Dee Myers from DDJ Myers here in the studio lounge. How are you, Dee Dee?
Yeah, I'm fine. Great to be here. You got a beautiful view out this window.
We do, yes, very we nice. Do. Yeah, big mural over there. The beach is right over
flowers. There. Yeah.
Not too bad.
Great spot.
Not too bad. Yeah, the weather's good today. So, all right. We'll leave that to the Weather Channel next time. Hey, we're here at the NAFQ conference, obviously, but today we're talking about CEO succession planning and internal candidates. Are they ready, or how are they getting ready?
Yeah, if they absolutely. Are?
So there's a lot that goes into this. So give us a quick kind of an overview on CEO succession planning today, because there's a lot still. I mean, we've been talking about this for quite a while.
It's here. It's happening.
The big transfer of power, if you will, in the industry.
A lot of CEOs decided to hold off, you know, when the pandemic came.
Yep.
And now they're rolling off.
Yep.
And some are giving 1, 2, 3, 4 year notices mm-hmm. and want to develop their internal team. Mm-hmm. Others are giving 6 month notice, and then it's a scramble because there's not successors identified.
Right.
So we need to be more strategic about it and futuristic thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't give your team a year. I mean, that's.
Oh,
that's a fire alarm right there.
Well, it is, and it's not enough time for the internal candidates to develop to be CEO ready in the board's eyes.
Right.
So the step there that's getting missed is a lot of CEOs, and I appreciate it. They're really developing their people.
That's awesome.
And they're telling the board, I have candidates ready for you.
But
the conversation that's missed is, what does the board need? What do they want?
Okay.
Right? And they're not being engaged in mm-hmm. the conversation. Mm-hmm. So the work that we're doing is working with the board. We have a template that they use. We walk through the potential future of the CEO, what it looks like, the competencies. Then they can use that to look at the internal candidates and give them a development plan.
So they can look at internal and external as well.
Eventually
kind
look
of on
at
an
external.
Even plane, if you will, because
do the internal first.
Okay.
Especially if you have the time, 2, 3, 4 years, do the internal.
Gotcha.
Keep checking on them. Do CEO readiness assessments.
Okay.
Put them through the rigor. And what we hear from internal candidates, they go, well, this is great because I never knew what the board wanted. Now I know.
Yeah.
And so that's facilitated in a high-performing way. And then we say a year before the CEO is going to leave, then the board can decide if they want to do an external search.
Okay. Is there an ideal time for a credit union CEO to say, you know what, I'm going to call it a career? Should you do that 2 years out, 3 years out? Because obviously we talked about how 1 year isn't quite enough time, but maybe 2 or 3, 4?
Yeah, a lot of employment contracts will ask for 1 to 2 years notice.
Okay.
One recently was 90 days.
90 days?
90 days. And, you know, sometimes the board just says go. But in this case, they go, no, don't go. Stay. Stay till the very last day.
Yeah.
Because the CEO is high performing. So I think that has to be baked into the employment agreement and looked at all the time.
Yeah.
Now, ideal time, I think the CEO just waits to see if they're ready. Like, oh, I've had enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for
mm-hmm.
me to pass the baton. You know, it's a psychosomatic practice that they have to go through.
Or even what's happening externally. Like
COVID,
or last time around, it was the housing crisis back in 2008, 2009.
Yeah,
I heard a lot
great
of CEOs.
Recession, right.
Yeah, that's it, the Great Recession.
Right, now it's the complexity of the markets.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you go back and you look at all the things that have happened the last 20, 25 years, you've had the same CEO go through all of those.
Mm-hmm.
Dot-com bust,
mm-hmm.
9/11, Great Recession, pandemic, mm-hmm. and, you know, what we have going on right now.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate their service.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, boards step up.
Yeah.
Boards don't wait. Don't be reactive. You should have a strategic conversation every year about your own succession and, of course, the CEO,
mm-hmm.
and get it structured and get it facilitated.
Yeah.
And then give the benefit to the internal candidates to be developed.
Right, right. Yeah, that's so important. Even if they're not going to move. I mean, I think maybe we had this conversation one time. Even if you do kind of foster an internal candidate, you know, even if they go to another credit union, that keeps that talent in the industry.
It keeps it in the industry.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think that's it's there's so much upside to that, no matter if they stay or go somewhere else.
So we do assessments. It's great because the candidates will do feedback on assessments, and they'll agree with the assessments or not, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But we want to get to the point, feel that these assessments are valid enough to have a starting point for development.
What's
really active right now, and it's invitation only, is that See Yourself program we have. It's a 2-day one-on-one intensive, bookended by a lot of coaching in the beginning and the end, mm-hmm. Months leading up to it. It's 2-day on-site with a certified coach, one-on-one.
Wow.
It's rich. It's rich. You can't run away. It's not scary. But it's like, oh, yeah, you really get to know yourself and you get a plan.
But I think it's necessary.
It's awesome.
If you're going to go to this next level, there's a lot of pressure.
I've done a lot of them. Yeah. I've done a lot of those over the years.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be a fly on the wall, Dee Dee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my favorite one was in Tanzania. Another one was in the southwest part of Colorado. And that was sleeping on the ground and somebody checking on me once a day and coaching me and just really found my sweet spot.
Wow.
Another crazy story.
Yeah. Oof. Another show altogether.
Yeah, we can talk about that.
All right. Man, you were so full of surprises. Anything else to add on this? I mean, obviously the significance of CEO succession planning is off the charts.
I would say here's the situation. If you are a C-suite executive or think you are going to be in the next 3, 4, 5 years, mm-hmm. ask to be developed. Don't wait.
Gosh, yeah.
Don't wait until the CEO is going to leave and then get developed. Ask to be on a continuous development plan that has some rigor and meat on the bones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be proactive there.
And that shows you how serious you are
as well.
I love
it.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing that we do, so if you can't get any traction like that at your organization, call us. We'll do resume, free resume advice, career planning advice. We'll go ahead and run the assessments on you, and we'll line it up with what we're seeing in the industry for the highest performing CEOs. We'll help you get started.
Right on. Good stuff.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.